This Side of Country with Trav, it's powered by our good pals at Fix It Ford Auto Care and Fix It Ford Ministry on 95.9 KRFF Radio Free Fargo.
Winter is here. It's cold and it's icy. Is your vehicle ready? Hi, I'm Matthew Carlson, owner of Fix It Ford Auto Care. From new all-weather tires designed for slippery roads to quality parts and fresh fluids made to endure those frigid temps, our team will have you driving with confidence. Call, schedule online, or stop by today at one of our four convenient locations. Fix It Ford Auto Care, the name you trust for car repair.
Fix It Ford Auto Care. This side of country. This side of country.
Radio Free Fargo, 95.9 KRFF. You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by our good pals over there at Fix It Forward Auto Care. Singer, songwriter, artist Kaylee Rose, man. She's out there killing it. Tons of social media followers. She's got a brand new song called Healing, which we've been playing here on the show. She's also got a little collaboration that was recently out with our good friend Julia Cole. We've had her on the show as well. What I want to know is I saw that Kaylee was also, I think in the past year, maybe a little bit before that, she was featured on a race car. I want to be on a race car. I got to find out how she does that. On the phone, calling in from Nashville, we got Kaylee Rose. Hey, Kaylee, good morning to you.
Hey there. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, cheers from Fargo. My first question, I always like to ask artists this when they're calling in. Have you ever been to our neck of the woods before?
I have not, but I hope to this year.
Yes, absolutely. Is that kind of one of the goals for 2024? Get out and do some touring, some traveling?
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. I've built such a big following and now I need to go play for them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we would love to have you here in Fargo for a show. And in fact, if you can make some extra time, we've got a microphone right to the right of me. We'll make you our guest co-host for an hour.
That would be so fun. All right, it's happening this year.
I love it. I love it. Get your butt on up to Fargo. Let's do a show. I want to talk here. You're doing some really killer stuff out there. And congratulations, by the way, on Healing. Wonderful, wonderful song. I want to get into it. Give me the story behind that.
Yeah, so basically I went to a therapy session and my therapist, I wonder if he's heard the song, actually. He's the one who said to me that healing is not linear. It's ups and downs, and it's a roller coaster. And something about that really stuck with me, because I think we're always hard on ourselves, you know, when we take a step back and get emotional about something we shouldn't be emotional about. But that's what healing is, you know. Sometimes it hits you when it's not supposed to or when you're not expecting it, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So something about that inspired me, and so I literally went to a writing session the next day and told my co-writers about, you know, just all the different things that healing actually is. You know, it's up and down, you're sure of yourself, and then you doubt everything. So the song came out pretty quick, honestly.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I was going to put it out, but that's what I love about social media. I tested it out on TikTok, and sure enough, the first video did so well, and just so many comments from people being like, this is exactly how I feel. Can you please release this? And so many people made their own videos to it. And I was like, okay, this is definitely something that needs to be out, especially for the holiday season.
Yes, absolutely. We all have some healing to do. It's kind of like the saying you see on social media these days. Just be a good person. Just be nice. You don't know the person that you're coming across, what they're dealing with in life.
Absolutely.
You know, we've all got some challenges and some struggles. And of course, the world isn't an easy place right now. So just be good to one another. And we've all got healing to do from whether it's past or just something that happened today. But it's a great song and it shares a
Thank
great
you.
Message. Yeah, absolutely. I want to go back here. We want to get to know you here as an artist. How long you been doing this thing? When did you realize that this is what I want to do? I want to be a singer-songwriter. When was that moment for you that it just hit?
Man, I don't know if it was one moment, because I've been doing this my whole life. Like, from the time I was a kid, I always knew I wanted to do music, and I was dancing and singing, and I started teaching myself guitar at like 12 or 13 and started writing my own songs. You'll never hear those ones, though. And I moved to Nashville when I was 19, so I think it's just been throughout my whole life there's been those moments where, you know, it's been validated that this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
And I would say this kind of chose me. I didn't really choose it, you know?
Okay.
It always chose me.
All right. Well, since you've been doing this your whole life, did you kind of grow up in a musical household? Did mom and dad
No.
sing and dance and play art music, anything like that?
No.
It's
actually really cool. I always make sure to point this out because as I get older, I really appreciate this.
Yeah.
My parents are not musical, and my dad taught himself 3 chords on the guitar so he could teach them to me.
Oh,
because he wanted me to learn.
How cool is that? Very cool.
I really appreciate it the older I get.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you remember which artists you started listening to at a younger age where you just went, man, this is speaking to me. I want to start doing something like this. I want to speak to people through my music. Do you remember what artist that was for you?
I mean, like I said, it's been my whole life.
So yeah.
Like from the time I was a little kid, Shania and Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson and, I mean, Britney Spears. It's all over the place, like the kind of music I listen to.
Yeah.
I'm from Miami, Florida originally.
Yeah.
But, like I keep saying, it's just one of those things where it chose me. I feel like I was meant to do this.
Right.
And now, because of social media, it's really been a dream come true because it's validated everything I ever thought about my songwriting and my songs and,
Absolutely. Really cool. You said you're originally from Miami, Florida. I mean, that's a happening town right there, but you moved yourself to Nashville. Do you feel that Miami didn't quite support what you wanted to do with your musical career, that Nashville was more of your scene, or did you just kind of go along with, hey, well, this is what I want to do. This seems to be the music capital. Let's go check it out. What was the reason why you left such a great town like Miami to head to Nashville?
Well, what happened actually is I went to high school in St. Augustine, Florida, which is more north.
Sure.
And I don't know if you've heard this, but the more north you go in Florida, the more southern it gets. So that's when I really fell in love with country music and started listening more to like Miranda Lambert and Eric Church.
Yeah.
And became in awe with Nashville. My mom would drive me to Nashville like once a month so we could just learn more about the town when I was in high school.
Cool.
And yeah, so that was the segue to country music and songwriting and going to Nashville.
Right.
So
we've got a lot of artists here in Fargo that go back and forth to Nashville themselves. They do recordings, they do shows. And what would you say is the one surprise about Nashville that you did not expect until you started living there going, I would have never thought of that?
That's a really good question. Hot chicken's not that great. No. It's overrated.
Right. Right. We're all about food up here. That's for sure. Hot. We hear about the hot Nashville chicken. It's hot, but it's not all it's cracked up to be is what you're saying.
I just don't think, sorry to all the restaurants that, you know, that's what their livelihood is based around, but
right.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I think from a music standpoint, like this town is as hard as you can imagine it to be. But it's also, like, as easy as you make it.
Sure.
I feel like I just didn't realize how much here it's about the community and being friends with the right people and making sure you're involved in the community.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really great question. I got to think on that more.
Yeah.
I think I've been here for almost 10 years now, so I think there's just a lot of things I've realized.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you talked about being friends with the right people, and tonight you're actually going to be doing a performance with Julia Cole. Now, it's been a minute, but we've had Julia here on the show in the past. Tell me how you two connected and what led to kind of your recent song collaboration.
So we both like knew each other in passing for years, probably 8 years, but then we played a writer's round together here in Nashville, and I happened to write Cats that week, and I said, hey guys, I'm going to play this new song I wrote. Let me know what you think. And Julia reached out to me the next day, and she's like, hey, I can't get the song out of my head. I don't know if you'd be willing to do this as a duet, but I would love to be on this one. And I was like, I didn't write this as a duet, but I love that idea. So that's how that happened. And from there, we honestly have just become the closest of friends. I even have been to her hometown now and stayed in her childhood house with her and her family. So, like, it's really cool how sometimes music can bring the most genuine and beautiful friendship.
Yes, absolutely. Love that story. Well, we said it as we were introducing you here on the show, and I want to get into this a little bit. It's probably been a while back now for you, but you were featured on a NASCAR. We're a big racing crowd up here in Fargo. How did you get yourself on a car?
So Natalie Decker and I have a mutual friend, Todd Father. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for making that happen. And Todd, he sponsored the car that year and just had some of his favorite musicians on the car. And Natalie's just such an amazing person, and she's so supportive of musicians. So it was just a perfect storm and such a fun opportunity. And Natalie had a after party show after the race, and we all got to play, everyone that was on the car. So it was a really fun day.
Very cool. Well, we see that you're doing some really cool shows. Like tonight, you said you're going to be with Julia Cole, but we've seen in the past as well, you're no stranger to sharing the big stage. You've even opened up for artists like Priscilla Block. What has been some of your highlights as far as live music performances are concerned?
Yeah, I loved opening for Priscilla. That was such a blast, especially because that was when my TikTok was rising. So I got to like finally play a show for strangers where the crowd knew my song.
Oh, so cool. What a feeling that must be.
Oh, it's a dream come true. And then I've opened for people like Morgan Wallen and Marshall Tucker Band, and
that's
some pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
Very cool. So what is the goal this year? 2024, you got brand new music coming out. You're killing it on social media. You've shared the stage with big name people here. You're a big deal yourself. You've got a lot of great things going on, but what are some of the goals? I imagine as an artist, you kind of set the bar each year. Hey, we did this last year. Let's go even better this year. What do you got going on this year?
I think one of my biggest goals is the tour, because like I said, I've built a pretty big following in the past 2 years on social media. 1.4 million followers to be exact.
Good grief.
So I think it's really important this year that I go meet the fans and play for them in person.
Yes.
So I think that's my biggest priority this year. Obviously, to keep putting out music and keep that momentum going, but to just meet the fans and go play shows for them.
Right.
You know, connect in person. Yeah. Nothing will ever compare with, you know, live shows and meeting people in person.
Amen, sister. I love that. We love supporting live local music here. A question I want to ask you as well is, we're certainly in the day and age of, well, you may or may not need a record deal to be a big deal. I mean, look at yourself. You're out there killing it on social media, millions of followers, getting hundreds and thousands and millions of views, streamings, downloads, and you're doing it by yourself without needing to have the support of kind of being a slave of the record company. Now, don't get me wrong. They offer their support. Taylor Swift couldn't do it without a record deal, of course, but there are some good and some bad things about it. But what would you say to the generation that is up and coming now, knowing that the record companies aren't as big of a deal as maybe social media is to their career?
I still think, especially with country music, that both are just as important.
Yeah.
Like, I think social media and record deals can go hand in hand and be a perfect storm. Like, look at Megan Maroney, you know? She's killing it on socials, but she's also killing it with her label she's with right now. So I think it's just all about timing and it being the right fit. Like, I'm so thankful I didn't sign certain things in the past just to sign something, you know? To feel like, oh, I have to do this because I don't have anything. Like, the most important thing with a record deal is it just being the right fit and them actually fighting for you.
Right.
And so I'm not opposed to a record deal in the future. It just would have to make so much sense, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think there's definitely now, like, labels aren't the gatekeepers to fans.
Right.
Back even just 5 years ago, I couldn't get my songs heard to a bunch of people without a label, without radio.
Yep.
But now it's just a really cool spot to be in where, like, you can reach people on your own. And then if you have a label, it's a huge win.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. We're going to be playing Healing here in just a minute. You gave us the story about the song. Tell us kind of about releasing music these days. We've seen it come in ebb and flow. Sometimes people are dishing out an EP, a full album. Others are doing single by single, maybe every other month. What is kind of your preferred way of releasing music?
I don't believe in planning the next 6 months out because you never know what song you're going to post and write that's going to be the next big hit, especially now because of TikTok and Facebook Reels and Instagram Reels. Like, I don't want to set, like, any specific thing for me. I'm going to obviously plan on putting out songs consistently, but if something pops off that I post, like, I'm going to definitely prioritize that and release it. Like, I have a song I'm putting out in 2 weeks now because it did so well on TikTok. So I think, like, we're in a really cool spot with music because it's the Wild West with social media.
Yeah.
But I guess I got really lucky that it worked out for me.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just excited.
That is a really good way of putting it. I have never heard it is the Wild West of social media. I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot whether you're going to get recognized, get a following, and get people supporting what you do. But obviously, you got it down, girl, because people love you out there. You've got a great following. You're doing wonderful on social media. Your music is killing it. And again, congratulations on the brand new
song here,
Healing. We're loving it here in Fargo. Again, we hope you'll put us on your map, on your schedule, and pencil us in for the year, would you?
Oh, I'll make sure to. It's on my list now. This side of country.